Bob Rivers in the morning and the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s. This is 95.7 KJRFM and HD1 Seattle, an iHeartRadio station. Win a trip to the iHeartRadio Music Festival. Text in this keyword.
Here's your keyword. It's frantic. Frantic. If you're one of those high-paid TV celebrities, your life is always frantic. Actually, most of us think our lives are frantic, don't we?
Definitely.
Text it to 36500. You got a 15-minute window, and you're entered to win the trip to Las Vegas for the iHeartRadio Music Festival. We've given away a pile of trips, and you could be next. Text the word frantic to 36500. Spike and the Impalers tonight in the Beer Garden at the Taste of Edmonds. Yes, there's a little cover charge. $2 to the Beer Garden, $4 to the Taste of Edmonds.
You got it.
We squared that away.
And you're going to do Heart by Heart on Sunday.
Heart by Heart on Sunday. Yep. Yes. Frantic. It's going to be a very frantic weekend, but I love it.
Is that on the main stage, the Heart by Heart,
yes,
or is that Beer Garden
main
as well?
Stage for Heart by Heart.
So that would be anybody could go.
Any age, I think.
Yes. Yeah. Main stage is an all-ages show.
All right. Bring your kids.
Yep.
Should be fun. We had a lot of fun recording a couple weeks ago, and that's a blast, by the way, playing with those guys. It's funny. People go, well, how can you do all this stuff? And I go, oh, there's so many people who work harder than I do. And, like, my son, for example, he does commercials. The other one, Keith. And people go, wow, commercials. You do well. And they're only 30 seconds long. That's easy.
We work 30 seconds a month.
Yeah, 30 seconds a month.
Yeah, it's amazing.
You have a nice place to live.
Well, Keith may have some nice commercials to make. I know he didn't do Tesla recently. Those guys announced
earlier. Did you see that Tesla commercial?
Yeah, it was great. And I love the narrator. I don't know where they found that guy. But
that was me.
Yeah.
And I was free. By the way, there's a Tesla in our garage parked in the fuel-efficient vehicle section, of course. That's a beautiful red Tesla.
Oh, yeah. They are so nice. I'm seeing them everywhere. And these guys announced their earnings yesterday. Their stock is rocking. I wish I had been a believer back when that guy gave me that Tesla hat.
What's the stock at now?
$150-something bucks a share.
Why don't you buy it? Why don't you put everything you own on it?
I like them to get them cheap. I like this.
You want to wait till they're almost bankrupt.
I like that. Yeah, I'm a contrarian. I like to place bets.
If only there could be a battery fire or something really drive that stock down.
That would,
buy in.
That's when you get in. It's when that sort of
something bad happens.
Yeah. That's you look for that opportunity.
How's that worked for you so far?
Sometimes not so well. Sometimes pretty well.
How many accidents have you had driving with that philosophy?
Well, I own two. With cars, it's done pretty well. I own two automaker stocks.
Ford
and
Toyota.
Yes. And both are worth quite a bit more than when I bought
them. I believe two best car companies in the world.
Yep. Those are the two I own, and they have both done really well. Now, I don't buy stocks on a large scale, so it's not a lot of money.
Let me say something about Tesla. I think, and I don't invest in individual stocks because actually it's just not. It's too risky.
Right. I play poker. I go to the horse track. I bet on football, and I invest in stocks. They're all about the same as far as
that's right.
The horse track and stocks are about the same.
But I believe Tesla is the next Apple when it comes to changing the world.
Having a product like they have, a car that is that attractive, that efficient, that is accepted by the old school Consumer Reports.
Well, you have to be old to have enough money to afford one.
Well, yeah. Well, or judging by the ones.
No kids are buying these.
I'll tell you who's buying them is the guys over on the east side. You go to Microsoft, and that parking lot is full
of
these
Teslas.
Things.
Full of Teslas.
Yeah. Yep. And these engineers. But Consumer Reports gave it the top rating for a sedan. So that tells you it's being accepted by.
And you know what's hidden under the seats of those Teslas in the Microsoft parking lot?
Cocaine?
iPads.
Oh, iPads.
No, probably Surface. Surface. No. They don't have to hide those. Yes, Eric.
Now, the thing about Tesla is that the amount of passion that it generates as a brand is as big as Apple ever was.
Right.
And the thing about the Model S that I don't think I talked about when I drove it was that it has a trunk in the front and the back. You can actually load it up with all your stuff.
Two trunks.
You don't need an engine, or at least not as much of one.
Well, it's
there is no engine.
No, wait a minute. There's a battery powered engine that drives the car.
There's engine.
There's a
motor.
Train. Well, that's different. There's a motor.
But your refrigerator has a motor too.
I know.
It's the same kind of. It's the same
well,
thing
I hope
that
it's
runs
better
your...
than my fridge. Dust can take my fridge
there's,
down.
There's no engine.
Right. There's a motor. That's you're right for the verbiage.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get. You know, it's obviously not going to happen for me in this decade. I doubt, but I'm.
Can't wait to have an electric car someday.
I imagine the next car.
So you're not one of those electric car poo-pooers who says,
no.
Ain't going to work.
No, I know it'll
There's
work.
No infrastructure.
There's no question it will work. When it will become enough of a mass thing for me, it's like a flat screen TV or anything. When it becomes cheap enough and, you know.
You sat out the flat screen for a long time.
Until it went under 1,000. And I found one for $9.99 and I was in.
What's your electric car price trigger?
It's basically going to have to be under 25,000 and go 300 miles on a charge.
I think that's it.
Yeah, and then they'll have me.
That's when the masses buy them.
Yep, they'll have me.
Not the masses, not the college kids.
Well, that's already out there. Can't you get a Leaf or a Volt for that kind of money?
Well,
with that kind
but
of range?
It's not the same. He just
right,
mentioned
no, he wants
basically
a Tesla.
He wants it to cost what a Prius costs,
right.
And then he'll do it.
And I want it to do the same thing as a tank of gas will do for
right.
me. There's really
300 miles. There's
really
no point going 30 or 50 or 70
yeah,
or even 100 miles.
There's okay. really no way right now for any. And they'll go, oh, well, you can change out the battery and stuff. Yes, you can. But as soon as I can plug it into my wall when I go to bed at night, wake up in the morning, unplug it.
It's like your phone now. It gets you through the day,
yeah.
And then you recharge it when you sleep.
I need to be able to go to Spokane without having to worry about stopping and plugging my car in.
But when do you go to Spokane?
Never.
Never.
You personally?
Last time I went to Spokane was for my friend's wedding, and I got a ticket, and I haven't been back since.
Well, now say Portland or the Bay Area.
Right.
I mean, he'll make that trip. He'll drive up into Vancouver.
Yeah, when you go or you go to Mount Rainier, that's what's for our area is a problem. When we go on vacation as Northwesterners, we go to pretty remote places. We go camping, we go fishing, we go to places that is not along the I-5
Moses
corridor.
Lake.
Yeah, a lot of
electric charging stations at Moses Lake. Howdy, neighbor.
Well, there's plenty of electricity. I mean, you just figure out a way.
But no
to
place to charge.
Plug
your
into
car.
The river.
Exactly.
Well, they keep putting in more charging places. There's one on the way to Portland, by the way. Someone was telling me about. Was it Centralia?
Yeah, the whole I-5 corridor will not be a problem. You'll be able to go all the way to L.A. and find plenty of places to get power.
And will it be like the ferry where you have to stop and read a book while your car is recharging?
That's the other thing. They have to make it so you can do it almost as fast as filling your tank.
That's not happening for a while.
Yeah, maybe take a lunch break. You have to be able to fill that thing in an hour, you know.
That's your other threshold. If the car makes you eat, then you'll buy it.
Yeah, yeah. if it's the kind of stop, it's like, okay, kids, it's time to stretch your legs and eat lunch. We're going to charge up the car.
Right.
I can deal with that.
All right. People complained about loud music, a concert. And the story is on King 5. People were very upset about it.
This is out in Enumclaw. And I guess the praying in the sound is a little loud. It's a Christian
band. Oh, it was a Christian band?
Yeah, we've got the report.
Here's the report.
King 5.
The beauty is just all around you. And we get beautiful sunsets, too.
She loves the view from her back porch so much that Jean Stanley spends most of her time trying to recreate it on canvas.
A big mountain up here is Mount Peak.
The sights, without a doubt, are what brought her to this part of Enumclaw. And the sounds, this time of year, make her want to leave.
They play everything at top volume and with that bass beat that just vibrates right through the house.
Just want to tell you.
Not a rock concert. Instead, this is a four-day Christian music festival at the Expo Center that boosts the city's economy while blasting nearby neighborhoods.
It was just unbelievable. We literally could not stand 2 feet apart and talk without screaming at each other right out here in the parking lot.
And even though this is the one and only complaint Enumclaw officials say they've ever gotten about the family-friendly creation festival.
Well, all we know is that our police department and the calls for service are basically non-existent except for noise.
Event organizers promise it is not falling on deaf ears.
We love this area. The city's been great. And certainly, we want to just try to really be a positive event in the community.
If you're a real Christian, you're considerate of other people.
Heh.
And they're not very considerate.
No.
Nah. No. They just want to nail us to a cross with their hot music.
Well, no. Whose side are you on?
If it's during the hours that you can make noise, I mean, there's noise ordinances.
Yeah, there's a time you've got to stop the concert by.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's a decibel meter, and it's these are municipalities have these laws. They can change them if they want, if enough people get upset.
Yeah, it does bring so much money into the town.
This place is called Creation Festival.
Yes.
So it's like Hempfest for God people.
It's an annual event. Yeah. It's been going for a few years out there, and it's, I guess, a pretty big deal.
Do pagans or atheists have their own festival?
It's called Ozfest.
It's called Every Day.
Yeah, right?
51 weekends a year.
Pagan Palooza.
I think every special interest going has their own festival, just about. You know.
But I never see atheists like throwing a concert.
You don't get the newsletter.
They have a convention. I don't know if there's a lot of atheist bands and stuff, but there's a big national convention for atheists.
There's a national atheist convention?
Oh, you bet. Oh,
I'd love to go
I'm
there.
I'm not a believer.
Yeah, if you search, I'm sure there's probably local ones, too.
Yeah, American Atheists is the organization.
Okay.
AA?
A guy was busted for stealing his church's computer. Boy, a lot of stolen computers in the news
today.
This
is a stealing computers from good people story that wasn't quite as good as the one we had last hour.
This guy, last month, 29-year-old Troy Riddling of Owosso, Oklahoma, stole a computer from his church. The church was the Owosso First Assembly of God. He might have gotten away with it, but he really wanted to watch some bad stuff on his new stolen computer. And the church had installed a porn filter called Covenant Eyes.
Wow, this is great.
They're watching you.
Covenant Eyes. You know, I'll bet there's a booth at Creation Fest that will sell you a scone and one right next to it that'll sell you Covenant Eyes.
They're watching you.
And I think these people they sell specifically to churches because you need to crank that. You know, porn
a church porn filter.
What are you looking at there, Father? Nothing at the moment. I just can't seem to make this thing work.
I mean, you want nothing even close to suggesting
absolutely
on the church computers.
Boy, forget about Robin Thicke on
turn
that
it
computer.
Up to 11.
This is the good stuff here.
So Troy is trying on this stolen church computer to watch what he wants to watch, and this Covenant Eyes keeps blocking him. So what does he do? He calls tech support at Covenant Eyes.
No.
To ask them how to remove the software.
Yeah. So they say, well, what's your licensing number or whatever? Where's your computer? You know, it comes up.
They traced the software. You know, let me help you. Let's get your IP address. And then they pass that information along to the church. They give it to the police. And the police get a warrant and raid Troy. Second degree to burglary and possession of stolen property.
What kind of jerk goes to church and then when the service is over and everyone's out front glad handing and doing whatever, you know, may peace be with you, he goes in the back and steals a computer specifically for porn? I mean, that's a twisted soul right there.
Well, no one says he was at the service. He might have just broken it. Churches are one thing about churches, which you wouldn't know being godless, but
do tell.
One thing about churches is the doors are frequently wide open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My church in Connecticut, you would basically just walk in anytime you felt like praying, and nobody was watching the back room, and you know, you just walk in.
That's rough, though. Even agnostics and atheists, to steal from a church, you're really gambling.
Why? If you're an atheist, who cares?
Really?
If you were a true atheist, you would, of course, steal from a church because they're pansies who aren't even protecting their stuff.
And once you've got away with it, you've gotten away with it. There is no later
bill
coming.
If you're a true atheist, aren't you a survival of the fittest person?
Yeah, but still.
I'm with you.
That's next level stuff when you pilfer from a church. Well, By the way, a texter says the atheist convention has never had anyone show up. Nobody shows up because no one believes anyone is coming. That's funny.
Pax in Seattle, hello.
Good morning.
Hi.
I love glad handing at conventions.
You do?
Glad handing?
Glad handing.
Great word of the day. Here's your prize from Eric.
All right, Pax, you've got a pair of tickets to see Robert Cray at the Snoqualmie Casino Mountain View Plaza on Friday, August 16th at 7 p.m. That's next Friday.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
All right, hang on. Yeah. Yeah, this comes back to the theme that we have going with Luciana about information and information thieves. We're so used to giving out information. Luciana got the form back from the house, the scam house she's trying to rent.
He's cool.
They ignored her letter. Both talking about all the reasons you wouldn't want to rent from these people.
Washing her hair in gas station parking lots. And the, you know, the
and
chickens
sh- and in the backyard. And they basically sent her a form to fill out with all her information.
Wow.
That also asks for a $1,000 deposit. If you've been following this saga, and we'll recap it even if you haven't, just a little bit after 9 o'clock we'll update you. This is an amazing scam. And we will publish the whole thing on her blog when we're done. If you have missed some of these letters, they're hilarious. By the way, Pedro, I used to think you were a great writer, but I think your wife might be better.
Oh, she's great.
She's really amazing.
Yeah.
I'll bet she takes your jokes and punches them up for you every day. You probably don't write anything.
I hope so, yeah. That's nice. I don't have to write them.
You're probably like Courtney Love, just fishing her stuff out of the trash.
I do that all the time.
It's funny. It's really funny.
She is really funny. And long form, I mean, her writing is really good.
Yeah, she learned from the best.
Who would that be?
Her father.
Yeah.
She watches Leno.
Yeah. No, if you haven't seen these, her writing is brilliant. What she does is she takes a scam that's on, it could be either Craigslist, in this case she found it on Zillow, where they essentially steal the identity of a house, list it for rent, super cheap. So it's bait. And then she writes in and says she's interested. Only she says things about her that make her the worst renter in the history of all renting. You know, she's got like 18 people. She's going to run a grow operation in the basement. She's going to make candles in the kitchen. And they're going to work on cars in the driveway. All the stuff that no one would ever rent their house to this person. And they write back and go, "We are pleased you want to rent our house.
Our lovely home.
It is a lovely home.
Your, our beautiful
family.
We
will be sending you information. We need a credit card. You know, we need a
credit app.
Is it a credit app and a cashier's check or something?
That's what they're fishing for. We got an email yesterday from a listener that heard this, and he deals with Craigslist a lot. He says, "I deal with this all the time." And he says, "I finally came up with the perfect way to respond to these people."
How do you respond?
The email is in your pile there, and what he sends out is hilarious. It's you'll have to look at the one that says email scam.
As a frequent seller and buyer of stuff on Craigslist, I run into this all the time. I've never come across a rental scam, but I've seen them for just about everything you could imagine selling or buying. Here's what I do from time to time when I get a reply to an ad that I know is a scammer. My ad might be for something like sports equipment, snow skis, wakeboard, or whatever. The reply back usually says something like, "Is your items still available?" That's kind of a dead giveaway. Clearly, they're scammers by not asking anything specific about what I'm selling. And when they call it items instead of skis, it's obvious they don't know the language. If I reply, they always get back with a lengthy letter about how they're working out of town or overseas or on a ship, and they want to get it as a gift for someone and a very noble-sounding story. They want to pay for it, usually with a cashier's check, and have someone or a courier pick it up. They almost always offer a little more for it and ask that I write them a check for the difference. This has turned into kind of an old scam. I don't know if anybody falls for this anymore.
Well, the way this guy deals with it, I thought was pretty clever.
Regardless of what is being advertised, they are always in agreement that what I come back with is a fair deal and they wish to go forward with the purchase. Here's the letter I send out, which usually doesn't get a reply.
You might need to censor this a little for the radio.
Thanks for the heads up.
Oh.
There you go.
Ta-da!
Wow.
Maybe a lot.
I can't think I can read any of this.
Yeah.
What?
Thank you for inquiring about the life-size male doll with the 7-inch model numbers. Mm-hmm. I think you are really going to enjoy it, as all of our male clients do. Attaches a photo of him. Final price, $12,750. We take cash only. We do accept overpayments. Wire transfer to our Nigerian bank account. Before you place your order, we'll need your name, address, phone number, year, make and model of your car, license plate number, driver's license number, social security number, mother's maiden name, age of your family, pets, and debit card PIN number. This info will not be shared or sold. I think that's funny.
Very clever.
We will get this information along with your payment, and we will ship your items. Yeah. Basically tell them they're scammers. Okay, it's 8:27. When we come back, if you're worth hundreds of millions of dollars and you're asked to do jury duty, how hard do you think it is to get out of it? Probably pretty easy, right?
I don't know if you'd be a good juror being that.
Why?
Well, if you've got hundreds of millions of dollars,
you can be rich and impartial.
Can you? Well, I mean, can you be rich and anonymous was my thought. We read that list of all the big entertainers.
Jurors are not anonymous. They write books as soon as they finish.
Well, you have to be impartial, an impartial jury.
I don't think, you don't see a lot of celebrities doing jury duty.
My theory is most of them figure out a way to get out of it.
Right.
But this guy did not. Is it a guy or a gal?
It's a guy, and he is known all over the world.
A huge celebrity did his civic duty and showed up at the courthouse yesterday.
Listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
This report brought to you by Alaska Airlines.
Today's Northwest Weather Report, sunny and 82.
Tulalip 2013 Summer Concert Series is in full swing. Remaining concerts include Sammy Hagar, Melissa Etheridge, the Doobie Brothers with America, and more. Find all the details at TulalipCasino.com.
Right after the Bob Rivers Show. It's the greatest hits of the 60s, 70s, and 80s.
All day.
On 95.7 KJR.
Folks, let me tell you about the Good Feet stores in our area. There's two new stores, and there's one near the Alderwood Mall on the perimeter, near Fatburger, and on the South Center Mall Parkway across from the Nordstrom Rack. Now, these are America's number one arch support stores. They're great people who can make an immediate change in your life. If you've got foot pain, you know, your feet hurt every day, and everything you do doesn't work. You try those things you can buy at the store to help cushion the blow to your feet, but they just don't do the trick. Good Feet is America's number one arch support specialist. At every store is a custom arch support technician. And what they do is they will measure your feet, find out how you walk, find out where your balance points are, and they will come up with a custom system for you. And they're in the stores. They've got over 25 styles and 300 sizes, so they don't have to send something out for a couple weeks, wait for it to come back, make sure it's the right fit. They fit you immediately. You walk out that day feeling better. And you can start doing the things you weren't doing because your feet hurt. I got to climb Rattlesnake Ridge with Bob and Joe about a month ago, and I couldn't have done that a couple months ago because every time I put my feet on the floor, it hurt. So I'm doing stuff that I couldn't do before because of Good Feet. There are Good Feet stores, like I said, near the South Center Mall and the Alderwood Mall. Goodfeet.com is the website. Do yourself a favor. Get in today. Foot pain sucks. Walk through life with Good Feet.
Porcello, Porcello, Porcello Jewelers.
We've worked hard to make our home a place we can really call our own.
Like when I put up the fence in the backyard.
Or when I stayed up all night deciding what color to paint the walls.
And when I found and installed the perfect shower head. Or that time we put in those new cabinets.
And we want to keep our dream home and everything we put into it safe. That's why we protect it with American Family Insurance.
And with the Dream Vault app, our new web-based home inventory tool, you can securely document all of your belongings just in case the unspeakable ever happens. You don't even have to be an American Family customer to use it. Download the Dream Vault app now at amfam.com. Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. Products underwritten by American Family Insurance, Mutual, Standard of Ohio, and Wisconsin Companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
When it comes to learning, we all have our weaknesses. For some, it's math. While at University of Phoenix, you can feel confident you'll get the support you need with services like our Center for Math Excellence, which offers you help whenever you need it, and one-on-one tutoring. You'll have access to a range of resources to overcome challenges and turn weaknesses into strengths. And that's exactly what makes school and life so rewarding. Learn more at phoenix.edu. Let's get to work.
Oh, boy, Summer Meltdown, Taste of Edmonds, Ken Griffey Jr.'s in town. Lots going on this weekend. Another thing going on, and it does end Sunday, that you might want to take some time to take advantage of, is Sleep Country USA's Interest Free for Three event. It's been happening for a while, but the final day will be Sunday. This is the time to get 3 years of interest-free financing on a restful night's sleep on top-of-the-line brands like Beautyrest Black, Stearns & Foster, Serta Eye Comfort, Tempur-Pedic even is on sale at the moment. That means no interest for 36 months. In fact, no money down. You can walk in there and want an approved credit and minimum payments required. You could be sleeping on a brand new Tempur-Pedic tonight. What a great way to start the weekend. And in fact, if you got in there today before 2 p.m., they would come out, put up a new mattress, remove your old one for free, and you would be set. Sleep Country USA is interest-free for three event does end Sunday. It's happening at every interest at every Sleep Country USA in the Puget Sound area. Why buy a mattress anywhere else?
When disaster dooms your day.
I am not changing a flat tire in heels and a bridesmaid dress.
If we miss the ceremony, Julie won't throw the bouquet. She'll beat us senseless with it.
And there's no end in sight.
Okay, we can do this. Where's the jack? Jack, I dated a jack once.
Mommy issues.
Ugh, Stacy.
Only one superhero will come to the rescue. A caped crusader without equal. It's...
the Triple A guy?
Okay, instead of caped crusader, maybe I should have said...
gentleman in an orange safety vest. But the Triple A guy will fix that flat fast, so you can make the wedding and conquer the dance floor.
My hero.
Exactly.
For superhero roadside assistance wherever you go, including up to 200 miles of towing, join AAA today. Get $10 off a new membership by calling 800-JOIN-AAA or by visiting AAA.com. AAA, there's only one.
What kind of car company would completely reimagine their engineering philosophy from the ground up? Only Mazda could create SkyActiv technology, achieving fuel efficiency without compromising performance. Available in the 2013 Mazda 3. It's an EPA-estimated 40 mpg highway sedan with responsive handling, combining fuel efficiency with uncompromised performance. Man and machine together. The Mazda 3 is available with a suite of technology features, and it's earned a 2013 IIHS top safety pick. So it's no surprise that the Mazda 3 has been named the number one 40 mpg car by Motor Trend. After all, if it's not worth driving, it's not worth building. We build Mazdas. What do you drive?
Soap, soap.
To learn more, visit driveamazda.com.
Excludes Mazda 3 ISV and all S models based on EPA estimates for 2013 Mazda 3 i four-door models with SkyActiv G2.0-liter engine and SkyActiv Drive 6-speed automatic transmission, 28-city, 40-highway mpg. Actual results may vary.
Hey, waffle lovers! Try IHOP's three new fruit and cream topped waffles. New berries and cream, cherries and cream, and bananas and cream. Nobody tops waffles like IHOP. IHOP, everything you love about breakfast. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, right now the roadway's looking really good. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curve's a little bit slow, and northbound I-5 also a little bit crowded from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. We do have an amber alert in effect, and earlier today some of the smart signs over our major highways actually had wrong information, so we want to give you the correct information on the vehicle that police are looking for. It's a blue Nissan Versa with California license plate number 6WCU986. If you do see that vehicle, call 911.
This report is brought to you by Sound Transit.
Hey, you, car driver person, voice of reason thinks you're all talk. Free yourself from rush hour and walk the walk to the bus stop. Visit soundtransit.org for details.
You're listening to the Bob Rivers Show on 95.7 KJR.
Oh, it's LeBron James. Reports for jury duty in Summit County. But he was not selected. So.
But nobody was. They sent all, they
nobody was.
Well, the whole pool got sent home.
How come?
Because the cases didn't go to trial. Have you done jury duty?
You know.
Have you always written a letter saying, I am probably not your guy?
I've never been asked.
Really? You've never been subpoenaed for a jury yet?
I hate saying that out loud where other people can hear it.
You're attempting fate.
Is anybody here that hasn't been asked?
I was asked once. I didn't get called into the big one.
I got the big one. I got a six-week murder trial.
I had an assault on a police officer, drug charges, breaking and entering, and I've been asked a few times.
Got voir-deared, but never selected. Somebody call it voir-deared?
Well,
yeah, that's right.
Pedro? Would you be selected, or are you, because you're not a citizen? Not.
I mean, Luciana got a couple of times emails, letters, but we can't. So
because you're not yet a citizen.
Well, the way it works is, and I've been selected more than once, and one time the way it worked was the way it worked for LeBron. You go there, they've got a couple cases on the docket that day. The lawyers huddle up in front of the judge, and they decide, do they want to go to trial or do they want to work something out? You know, and then they'll make the announcement, come back to the jury pool and say, thank you all for coming in. We appreciate your service, but we're not going to be needing any jurors today, and you're all been dismissed.
They pled for something.
Right. So there was no jurying to do. It wasn't because he was LeBron James that he got out of it. They all got out of it that day.
You can't have a jury with LeBron James on it. You can't.
Why? Because he's a racist?
Because it's too...
No, because you're a racist.
Don't skip to the end of my story.
Because he's, he's so tall, it would be distracting.
Yeah.
Well, he's
kind of, he's too tall for the jury.
I can't see the witness because this tall guy in front of me, and he's black, by the way.
No, because he's
distracting.
Well,
it depends on what the trial is about. He's distracting?
He's distracting. Every juror is thinking about LeBron James, your brush with greatness. I can't believe they didn't force somebody to go to trial just to keep LeBron James in the jury box. The guy's the biggest sports figure on the face of the earth right now. He's everybody's brush with greatness. There's no way that guy isn't a major distraction in any courtroom.
What if he didn't know who he was? Just like he didn't know who the criminal was. I wouldn't recognize LeBron James no matter what.
You would not know for about 3 minutes. And then somebody would tell you, and it would be a distraction.
So do you think that they could go through the whole case, and then the jury would go and deliberate and come back?
This young gentleman here, and I can never remember your name, he's really got a handle on this case. What's your name? What do you do? Do you paint ceilings? You should paint ceilings. You're so tall. Or change light bulbs or ceiling. Have you ever thought of working on ceiling fans? Or HVAC, that's what you should do.
Aquarium cleaning. With those arms, you get right down there.
Right. Yeah. In Cleveland, where you belong.
So I want to ask about something. We talked about it yesterday. It's now out. The shark that was found on the subway in New York has been explained. My theory was that it was part of Shark Week on Discovery Channel and that it was a plant, but no.
Perfect media plant, yeah.
That is great. And it wasn't just your theory. You were like, it's so obvious, and anyone who doesn't think this, Jody, is an idiot.
Yeah, I believe I did say that.
I think I'm paraphrasing, of
being course. My feisty self.
Well... it turns out that it had nothing to do with the Discovery Channel.
They say.
And as it turns out, they don't need any help dumping a little 3-foot shark in a subway because their ratings are bigger than ever. So it comes to end at this. There is a shark on the subway because a guy wrote a letter. He said, my name's Dominic. I read your piece about the shark on the subway. And he went on to explain the real story. He was working that day. His neighbor went to the beach with her family and invited his kids to go too. A small shark washed up ashore.
Right.
The kids, the lifeguard at the beach moved the shark, and the kids took it, and they left it on the subway.
They brought it home as a souvenir from
our neighbor, and my kids took some pictures with it, and a guy took the shark with him. He was like, it's the exact same shark. I know where it came from. It washed up on the beach.
Of all the sharks, can you any identifying birthmarks on this shark? I want to make sure it's the same one.
Well, the neighbor in question, Dominic's neighbor, who took Dominic's kids to the beach that day, her name's Alicia Vicino. She says she is positive it's the same exact shark.
All right. And it was just kids.
Yeah. Another group at the beach said, we're taking the shark.
How do you let your kids bring a shark? Like, Tommy, put that down.
I had it's a dogfish. Joe's right. They're pretty common. I can remember a night in Ocean City, Maryland, when I was maybe 8, maybe 9, and one came up on the beach. They do, and I put it in a bucket, and I was going to keep it. And I took it to our motel, and outside the motel door, in a bucket of water,
so
was this,
this
dogfish. Yeah, uh-huh. But next morning it was gone because my old man was smart enough to know you. As soon as the kid falls asleep,
so the kids just left it on the subway. All right, Sharknado.
Sharknado.
Like tornado full of sharks. Oh, my God, it's a Sharknado.
You didn't watch Sharknado?
I didn't watch it.
I didn't either, but a lot of people did.
Well, there's a sequel. It's going to be called Sharknado 2, the second one, which you have to admit is a brilliant name.
It's perfect.
It'll be on Sci-Fi sometime next year.
As much thought went into that name as went into Sharknado.
Are any of you watching Shark Week?
I've caught a couple minutes in passing because it was on in the house because Darby was watching it, but it's not appointment viewing for
me. I'm going to be watching the Amish Mafia next week on Discovery because I'm doing a commercial for it, and I've never watched it before, but it's controversial. You know, the Amish people deny the existence of the Amish Mafia, but it's hard to deny the existence of, they have their own TV show.
They deny the existence of Snaps, too.
Yeah.
So there's that.
So
because they only use buttons.
I will this. You know. I will yeah. this. It's premieres next week, and this weekend I will watch. They are sending me an advanced copy.
Are they on
watch.
Season two?
It's season two.
Oh yeah.
Of the Amish.
More Amish. More.
How do they communicate? You know, none of them's wearing a wire. That's the good part about the Amish Mafia. But
no, the Amish. Well, you have to watch the show, and I haven't yet.
Uh-huh.
But well. From what I've read, the Amish Mafia don't entirely. They turn the Amish perceptions a little bit on their head.
Right. I'll tell you what it's about. Amish Mafia, the first season, is about a couple different families, and there's one guy who's like the tough. You know, and they run things like who's going to throw a barn party and whose wife is talking to this guy and whose bicycle is that. So, I mean, it's mafia on their terms. It's not The Sopranos, but it is very interesting. I watch all the Amish shows, too, Bob, me and you.
Oh, you do watch that, too?
I watch everything okay. on Rumspringa. Yeah. I watch Amish and Breaking Amish.
You know, I thought I was brought up conservatively because my parents were pretty religious and pretty conservative about, you know, morals and things. But to be brought up Amish, I wonder how that would have affected me.
Have you ever been through Amish country? You ever had a...
No, but I've seen their furniture.
You wonder how it would have affected you? How about no dentist, no school after seventh grade, and if you do things outside the culture, then nobody talks to you ever again. You can never go home.
Sounds like a real fun time.
It does.
Yeah.
But there is the bread. It's homemade.
And the furniture is super high quality.
It is.
There was an Amish furniture store for a while in Gilman Village, but it went out of business. It was very, very expensive.
It is. They ship that all over the country.
Well, I wondered how much the little Amish guy was getting. I mean, what does he need to buy? And then the person who was marking it up, because I believe it was expensive because of scarcity. Also because handcrafted.
It's well made, but it's scarce.
Put a lot of man hours into that. Yeah.
Lisa would like, she loved the stuff, but she would go in and, ain't no way I'm paying that.
And I think it just kind of went out of fashion. You know?
Amish furniture?
Yeah, No. I'm no fashion expert, but it seems...
What's that again?
It seems I'm no fashion really? Expert.
You're no fashion expert?
Especially when it comes to furnishings for the home, but I think more sleek as in these days. We're talking, sleek lines. We're talking...
modern, contemporary.
Yeah,
like
modern.
Dania, Crate and Barrel.
Exactly. And that's what people are wanting. They're not wanting an old rocking chair, no matter how hard some guy
or a
worked.
Big, beefy table.
Right.
Yeah, it depends on the person, but I think you're right in terms of popularity. The stuff that's out there now, it's basically junk made cheaply, right?
Well, it's not as cheaply as some, but for the markup, I think, yeah. I think
someone in the furniture business told me it's a terrible business now. There's hardly any markup. Everybody right. deep discounts and competes, and it's hard to make a living.
And a lot of it's overseas and really cheap. You know, you look at like a... Well, only stuff I know anything about is like man cave chairs and stuff like
that's
that.
That's the only thing you've researched a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man cave chair.
And you can spend...
You know what? There's a new mall store right there.
Yeah.
If you can have batteries and bulbs, you can have man cave chair in the mall.
Yeah.
Man cave is an actual business. There are people who will come to your house and make it...
A man
you
cave
have a
for
room,
you?
Yeah, they'll do the man cave.
And you can buy 3 leather man cave chairs, pretty darn nice ones.
They don't call them that, do they?
Well, I don't know what else you would call them.
They're recliners.
Okay.
Lazy boys, you're the tallest.
No, his man cave chairs aren't lazy
boys. Remind me
boys.
Not to debate you. Yes.
A lazy boy, by the way, is a great chair.
Yeah,
you know?
But that's not what you have in your man cave.
No, I have a reasonably inexpensive man cave chairs.
You have a media chair.
A media chair, yeah. I guess you could call it.
Ah.
And you can buy 3.
Does it have a cup holder in it?
Yeah, it's
got
one on
each side.
One on each side, yeah. That's perfect. Yeah. There you go.
I have them too.
I have that too.
We have the same idea.
Yeah, and these man cave chairs can.
By the way, did your wife hate the idea of a cup holder in a chair as much as
she hates those chairs?
Yeah, my wife hates that.
She hates those chairs still. I mean,
she hates. As soon as you said cup holder, it's like she was gonna.
Yeah.
Be ill.
Well, you know, the grand scheme of things was we were.
What do women have against cup holders?
I was just hoping that you weren't going to ask me that because I love cup
you
holders.
You love the cup holder.
Yeah,
okay.
Women are supposed to like minivans. Minivans have 20 cup holders.
We remodeled the man cave to make it a non-man cave. We were going to beautify.
You wussified the man cave?
We were going to, yeah. And spent a lot of money doing it. So she came with this fancy fireplace and everything, and we went to all this expense and wonderful craftsmanship by our friend Phil that's also, you know, we've known for a long time, and he worked very hard to make this beautiful room. And Kelly's grand scheme was she was going to have half and I was going to have half.
It's not your man cave if she has half.
Right. Well, she never did do anything after that. We've never done anything since. And still my man cave.
How many sports or beer things do you have in there?
I don't have any because that we've had a war about hanging stuff in there ever since Phil remodeled, which has been going on 3 years now. There is not a single piece of
what do you mean? There's what is it? A demilitarized man cave? What's going on?
It's like we've hit this.
You hit a point and you stop.
It's kind of like North and South Korea. You know, it's that we've got our DMZ.
Yeah, he would put his Blacklight Grateful Dead posters and his Velvet Elvis up.
So what do you call the gender neutral guy in the Saturday Night Live gender neutral?
Pat.
Pat.
So is it a Pat cave?
Pat Shack.
It is.
Which sort of rhymes with Pat Cave.
Well, what it is it's just this bland brown room right now, in my view.
It's a limp cave.
Yeah, there's nothing.
Neuter gulch.
Yeah,
is what it is.
There's nothing. There is nothing on the walls. There's,
dude.
We built a nice bar in the back.
You need to hang up some Blurred Lines Robin Thicke posters down there.
Yeah, we need to do something.
Certify your manness.
Well, and I've got, you know.
I'm going to put some beaches up on the walls.
Yeah.
Ellie, that's cool.
You got a kegerator?
I don't have a kegerator, dude.
We know where your roots are.
I know. Well, yeah. I haven't been drinking, so I don't really need.
You know what would be great for a man
for
cave?
Your friends.
I got a great idea for a man cave. I'd go on Shark Tank with that show, and this would be my invention.
A loom where he could actually knit something like a blanket.
That's an Amish woman cave.
Oh,
no,
sorry,
Martha.
Man caves, stalactites, and stalagmites. Things that you hang on the ceiling and put up on the floor to make it look like a cave. Wouldn't that be cool?
Women would
hate those.
Actual cave. Yeah. That would be good. You have a little club by the door, you know?
Oh,
like,
man.
A caveman.
Can you buy, look on the internet, see if you can buy stalactite and stalagmites to put in a room.
Like a
turn it into a cave.
Some kind of rope.
You know, like those fake rocks they sell that have speakers in them?
Oh, I actually just found it online. It's under purchasesyouregonregret.com. Now I'm an idiot with a stalactite.
Build in one of those rotisseries. You can chunk a big chunk of meat on it.
Rotisserie on a stalagmite. Eric, which is the one that hangs down and which is the one that hangs up? He will know this. The stalagmite comes from the bottom.
Tight comes down.
The stalactite hangs
down. Tom's giving you the
thumbs up. Did you know that? Did you ever learn that?
I remember that from going into caves as a kid a little bit.
What caves? Where'd you go?
Ruby Creek, Fall Creek Falls. The Eastern Tennessee is full of caves. Yeah.
Plus, Spencer Gifts in the mall looks kind of like a cave because it's dark. And he went in there to get his lava lamp.
Yeah.
But I have what I
do. Do you have a lava lamp?
Not anymore.
Oh, you are such a lava lamp person.
I know. Yeah. I know. I used
to
have
thing.
One.
It just keeps blurping.
Yeah.
Blurp.
Well, and that's the thing. See, we have a real difference of opinion on what should be going into it.
You guys have a difference of opinion.
Of a man cave.
Hard to figure. Yeah.
I know, because I have some good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm
you do.
If it's your man cave, why does she even have a say?
Well, that's the thing. It was going to be our place, and she was going to be able to have her book clubs down there and sit around.
It's
and
not a man
talk
cave.
About books. I know.
What do you mean? You could have the rotisserie cooker and the big chairs and the TV on one side, and you could have her craft corner on the
other
side.
And that's exactly what we were going to do.
Ceramic kittens.
That's like a motor sailor. It's neither a good motorboat nor a good sailboat.
We were going to split it down the middle, and the her end
put a wall in the middle.
Yeah, her end sat empty. So finally, what I did is now I have a TV on either end of the man cave, and Emily's like little gaming area and everything is at the other end. So we have kind of taken it over.
You have a kid cave.
We've taken it over. But we have not had any clearance for any kind of decoration or wall hanging.
What do you mean clearance?
From the authorities.
He said clearance.
From the authorities?
Yeah.
Who are the authorities?
Kelly is the authority when it comes to hanging stuff on the wall in our house. You can't start.
By the way, I act as if I don't go through this exact same thing.
Yeah, you can't hang stuff without the blessing.
Oh, please, your house is all you.
It's all Lisa. Yeah. Like, nothing goes up without Lisa. Now, I can put something up, and there's maybe a 10% chance she'll like it after she sees it.
You got a whole wall that's a chalkboard, and I bet you're not even allowed to draw anything with chalk on it.
No, I can draw. I can draw.
Can you?
It might get erased, though.
You're allowed to draw dirty with pictures. The chalk.
We have a kitchen chalkboard. Do you have a kitchen chalkboard?
No,
it's a cool, fun thing
I
to
wish
have in
I
kitchen.
Did.
I want a kitchen chalkboard.
I love you, and you've got a real one. I mean, it's nice. I would like to even just have a refrigerator I could put a note on. I don't even have that.
You don't allow stuff on the refrigerator?
No.
Not in your house?
No.
What?
Well, one is it wouldn't stick. It's stainless steel, which is terrible.
Stainless steel refrigerators ruined The original social network, family social network.
It sure did.
That was the family Facebook page right there.
And Kelly agrees. She regrets stainless steel. She wanted to go black when we remodeled our kitchen.
Why don't you go black?
Yeah, well, that's what she
you
said.
You can hang stuff up.
Yeah.
And she, how you end
when
that
we remodeled years
you
ago.
Go stainless, life no longer painless.
She was pushing for black, and all her sisters and the guy remodeling said, no, you want stainless. That's where it's at. And
stainless was a big fad for a while.
Right.
Yeah.
So we've got stainless dishwasher.
You know why it was a fad?
Why is that?
Well, stainless steel.
Yeah.
Looked, first of all, it had a great name for marketing.
Right.
Who wants stainy steel?
Right.
Right? Right. Second of all, what sounds more solid?
Yeah.
And stainless steel.
And it's back to where I was saying, it's sleek, it's modern. That's what people like. Right. They like that right now. But
then, you know, back in the disco era, Mirrorball looked so cool, but you know what? All the stuff they built back then, the hotels with the black and the mirrors and white, and it was all modern, and it looked like a science fiction movie. How out of date does that look now?
Right. The trends come and go. But I don't think chalkboard in your kitchen is ever going to go away.
Never. That's cool.
I'd love to have one of those.
We're quirky.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Isn't it
feature.
Funny you know your age when you transition from someone who could care less about appliances to where you spend time actually coveting appliances? Like, I never thought that I would be such a grown-up that I would spend so much time thinking about other people's, you know, kitchen appliances.
Wow, what a nice appliance you have there.
Or, like, considering what I would do for this one particular refrigerator, and the options are absolutely limitless.
You'd do anything for a certain refrigerator.
There is nothing.
What's the refrigerator that would loosen your standards?
It's the Sub-Zero. Let's get David on the phone. Where you could see through.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no appearance I wouldn't do. Like, I would sell my soul to the appliance store. I would.
I want the
Sub-Zero, huh?
The one that you could see through.
Sub-Zero with a glass door.
Is that the one that tells you when you need more food, too?
No, screw that. I don't want that.
Oh, I like
yours would be on all the time.
I like that feature.
That's what you do.
You don't have enough food, Joe. Yeah. I know. I totally agree.
Yeah, I love that fridge.
So, hey, I had the Puget Sound Energy guy out to my house yesterday.
Oh, to do the...
to do the energy assessment. You're going to do that,
I'm
too.
I'm doing it next Thursday, and I'm curious what he's going to say about mine.
Mm.
I bet he had a lot to say about yours. There's quite a bit to assess there between all your recording and
stuff. Well, it turns out... Well, we didn't do the recording room because I ain't changing that.
So yeah, don't look in here or
don't look in
here.
There.
Don't look at this power hog going on in here.
It's like the closet in Poltergeist.
But I got an incredible straight A report card.
Because you didn't show him your power sucker.
No, that doesn't use
no, it. It's all, it's
you
all,
throw the ball and it comes back out covered in plasma.
It's all about the light bulbs.
That's a couple of computers.
It's
that's
the
not,
light bulbs. It's the furnace. It's the water heater.
Do you know what your top five energy suckers are? Top five expensive things that you use in your house.
Well, I'm guessing a furnace has to be number one, especially in the wintertime.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have the top five list, and number one is heat. I'll tell you the other four when we come
back. Hey, tell me more. For your $200 and more, just visit a KeyBank branch or go to key.com/200 for all conditions and requirements. Member FDIC.
Here in Seattle, your official city bird is the great blue heron. Terrific. But can a bird help you save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to GEICO? I mean, the blue heron does have a 6-foot wingspan. That's like 12 geckos long. But as impressive as that is, it won't get you great discounts on car insurance. Geckos are only, one gecko long. But I know one who can help you save money with GEICO. Just saying.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Because Sandra switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her kids' college fund wants to give her a fist bump. But it can't. It's a college fund and is unable to form a fist to bump with. Switch to Geico, and every time you see the savings, you'll know your kids' college fund wants to give you a fist bump. But remember, it can't. It can't form a fist. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Lady had some coins from the 60s that were in an old piggy bank. So she went to West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins and walked out with $1,800. If you have a coin collection, find out what it's worth at West Seattle Coins and Bellevue Rare Coins.
AT&T knows some decisions are easy, like do you clean the gutters or watch the game? Some decisions aren't, like should you choose the BlackBerry Q10 or the Z10? Both have BlackBerry Balance that lets you switch from work to personal with a single swipe. Both let you watch videos and play games. Only difference, one has the classic keyboard, one has a touchscreen. See? It's a tough decision, but that's okay. Not all decisions are as easy as choosing between mowing the lawn or taking a nap. The BlackBerry Q10 and Z10. Check them out at att.com/blackberry. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Now get the BlackBerry Z10 or the Q10 for no down payment, upgrade, or activation fee. Pay $22 a month for the Z10 or $29.25 a month for the Q10, both for 20 months plus wireless service charges. Or get a new smartphone every year. Visit store or att.com/next for plan details. AT&T reminds you to never text and drive. It can wait.
Qualified credit and wireless service plan plus 20 months 0% APR installment agreement required. Tax due at sale. Qualifying devices only. If you cancel wireless service, remaining device balance is due. New device after 1 year requires a minimum 12 installment payments plus trade-in of eligible device and qualified wireless service plan. Restrictions apply.
Weather Channel and Chevron want to give you the chance to win a VIP trip to L.A. Enter the iHeartMyCar sweepstakes at iHeartMyCarSweepstakes.com for a chance to win a 3-day trip to see a show at the iHeartRadio Theater in L.A. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Chevron, care for your car.
From the Western Washington Honda Dealers Traffic Center, right now the roadway's looking really good. Northbound 405 through the Renton S curve's a little bit slow. And northbound I-5 also a little bit crowded from the Michigan curve up to the Convention Center. We do have an Amber Alert in effect. And earlier today, some of the smart signs over our major highways actually had wrong information. So we want to give you the correct information on the vehicle that police are looking for. It's a blue Nissan Versa with California license plate number 6WCU986. If you do see that vehicle, call 911.
This report is brought to you by Southwest Plumbing.
If your pipes are as clogged as Seattle traffic, Southwest Plumbing is the one to call. The one to call for professional licensed plumbers who guarantee their work and provide top-notch customer service.
Southwest Plumbing, the one to call.